and devils. Imagine hells and heavens, cities floating in the sky, and cities sunken in the sea. Imagine unicorns and centaurs, witches, warlocks, djinns and banshees, angels and harpies, charms and incantations, elementals, familiars, demons. Easy to imagine all of those things. Mankind has been imagining them for thousands of years. Imagine starships and the future. Easy to imagine. The future is really coming, and there'll be such things in it. Is there then anything that's hard to imagine? Of course there is. Imagine a piece of matter and yourself inside it, yourself aware, thinking, and therefore knowing you exist, able to move that piece of matter that you're in, to make it sleep or wake, make love, or walk uphill. Imagine a universe, infinite or not, as you wish to picture it, with a billion, billion suns in it. Imagine a blob of mud whirling around one of those suns. Imagine yourself standing on that blob of mud, whirling with it, whirling, whirling through time and space to an unknown destination.
Seen the words for imagine, which are very, very good.
You'd hear the record.
Lovely.
I'm on piano there, so I suppose you'd be on another keyboard.
Yeah, what's this one, a piano?
Yeah.
Sure.
That's the one I like best.
There's another piano because it's the same kind of
piano.
Well, you can
always use this. Instead
of electric, we can do it on one. You can do it on the top half of the piano. Well, I'll go on the white one, because that's what I wanted to do, use that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the
best. So. There's no heaven. Yo, why don't you go over there and listen to me? Yeah, right. Okay, let's go then. I wish they told us before.
Who?
I don't talk to somebody here. Might be somebody. What?
The electric piano, the earphones.
Thank you.
We apologize for the inconvenience.
Chow time.
We are currently experiencing a systems failure in our security network. Time travel volunteers, please stand by. Dr. Brown will be with you in just a moment, and we will begin preparation for our journey one day into the future. The new 8 passenger DeLorean is currently running its pre-time travel systems checks, so please stand by.
Pardon the crudity of my broadcast signal, but I'm coming to you from the year 2015. I've managed to rewire this hovercam so that I can beam transmissions to you people back in the present. Unfortunately, what I'm about to tell you is of potentially cataclysmic proportions. Brace yourselves, time travel volunteers. This is heavy. It seems that Biff is loose somewhere in time, but just where or rather when he is, I'm not quite sure. But keep your eyes open. The one thing I do know is that Biff will most certainly use time travel for his own personal gain. As he did when he got a hold of this. It was right here that Biff found the sports almanac and devised his devilish plan. By stealing the DeLorean and traveling back to 1955 with the almanac, Biff was able to give himself forbidden knowledge about the outcomes of every major sporting event for the next 50 years.
All you gotta do is bet on the winner and you'll never lose.
And the result was catastrophic. Biff had succeeded in creating a nightmare come true.
Luckily, we were able to regain the almanac and restore the space-time continuum. But believe me, that isn't my idea of fun. I cannot stress enough that bringing back even the smallest item from the future can create the most incredible complication. Once again, time travel volunteers, information about the future must not be abused, as this Zemeckis Gale diagram clearly shows. And for that reason, Biff must be stopped. I'll be returning to you at the Institute shortly, so remain calm. We will proceed with my plan as scheduled. You will be sent one whole day into the future. It may not seem like much, but any more than a day might be a shock to your system. Crossing the time barrier is not for the weak at heart. One more thing. When I send you a day into the future, if you should happen to see yourself still standing in line, don't say hi to yourself. Trust me on that one. Now, before I send you on your journey through time...
Tape recorders.
Well, look at this. Show... Here. Oh, still needs work. In other words, it reads your mind. After years of tinkering and fine-tuning, it's finally perfected. But wait. There's only one tape. I'm heading for my thoughts. Which brings me to my crowning achievement. A new experimental 8-passenger DeLorean time travel vehicle. It's this baby that will send you across the space-time continuum one day into the future. Folks, but we're currently experiencing an unprecedented debilitation of our security systems. In other words, we got problems. There's only one troublemaker who can throw a monkey wrench in the works like this. Biff Tannen, juvenile delinquent, graduated Hill Valley High School, class of 1955. There's something very strange going on around here. At any rate, stay alert. Tannen gets his hands on some of the equipment around here at the Institute, it could mean the end of the very universe as we know it. Anyway, enjoy the rest of your visit. Whew. I had a check there for a second. Now, if my assumption is correct, Biff must have entered the complex diabolically disguised as one of you. Now, it's not your fault, but I'd check your neighbor or loved one if I were you. And remember... Biff can be quite persuasive, but don't listen to him. At the present time, you're scouring every inch of the Institute with a fine-tooth comb. It's only a matter of time before we catch that juvenile delinquent. So don't worry. I mean, watch the monitors.
Chase, that's
Jesus' blood.
Thank you.